And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good?
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. And I'm glad you could join us down here. It is a lovely spring day here in New York City. And I'm sure it's lovely in whatever dump you're in. But in this dump, it's particularly lovely today. In New York City, there's like 3 days of like nice smelling weather that don't smell like urine and vomit. And this is one of them. And so I'm in a particularly good mood because of that, but I'm also in a particularly good mood because it was a wonderful weekend here in New York City. I know that's not like a super punk way to start a punk podcast, but I feel like, you know, it smells good for one of 3 days, and I'm in a good mood for one of, you know, every 1,000 days that I am in a good mood. And it's nice to do a podcast, and then I want to uplift you to join me in the wonderful mood that I'm having today. I got married this weekend. My new lovely lifelong partner, Christine Kim, agreed to wed me. We had a wonderful punk show here in New York. We had a bunch of great bands play. The Far East played, All Torn Up played, a bunch of my other bands played, Scottineros played, and we had a ton of people come out and just party down. And then this weekend we went up to Woodstock Animal Farm Sanctuary and in upstate New York and had a little wedding. Clean up a bunch of punks, put some suits on, ties on them and stuff, and they looked pretty sharp. And I'll tell you what, it was uplifting to me, and it reminded me of just how much, despite the fact that capitalism crushes us and to become these terrible monsters every day, it reminded me just how much love is in our community and in our hearts. And I mean, it made me sick a little bit because love is gross and not nearly as cool as like hate and stuff or whatever. But it really did remind me of how much we are capable of caring about each other, not just Christine and I, but all of us in the community who, you know. And it, so my heart is warmed, it's thawed, and I want to share that with you. And in honor of this lovely occasion of me wedding my beautiful lifelong partner, Christine, I want to air an interview that I did with Days and Days, who came to New York City very recently. They're doing tours to support their brand new incredible album, Crustfall. Days and Days is in New York City. My band, Shirime, played with them when they came to New York City here at Brooklyn Bazaar, at the Brooklyn Bazaar nightclub, with a bunch of incredible bands, Stupid Henchmen, Out of System Transfer, and a bunch of other bands around the bill. It was a fantastic show. We had a great time. It was good hanging out with Days and Days. I love everybody in that band so much. And I always have such a good time with them. And so we had a chance to sit down the day after the show and do a little interview while we were sitting in Tompkins Square Park, surrounded by just loads of dogs ripping our pizza and food apart. And we had a chance to sit down and just talk a little bit about the album. I had meant to talk to Whitney a lot more about their plans because they have a bunch of plans coming up, and Whitney works so hard to make these very elaborate, brilliantly laid out plans, and I didn't actually do it. We were a little bit crunched for time, and I spent a little too much time fucking around and talking stupid shit, and so we didn't get to that. I want to apologize to Whitney, who's probably not listening to this, but I'm sorry, Whitney. I'm sorry we didn't get to that, and hopefully you will do an interview with me alone without me fucking around. It's really Jeff's fault, to be fair. Like, Jeff was constantly just kind of like, oh, let's talk about this. And so it was really mostly Jeff's fault. But either way, I apologize, Whitney. I apologize for Jeff, and I apologize for myself. Anyway, we did an interview. It was a lot of fun. It was a little bit chaotic, as always. And as always, we were surrounded by wild animals, which is a theme of all the interviews I do with with these guys, I feel like, at this point. But it was a ton of fun. I super appreciate them taking time out of their busy schedule and sitting down with me. And I just love them so much. So to me, this makes a lot of sense to be airing this interview today because I am so filled with such positive attitude. And I love my wife, my now lifelong partner, Christine. And I love these guys from Days and Days. So I'm so happy to be commemorating this special moment in my life with airing this episode. I hope you all dig it too. I think we get into a lot of really great issues surrounding their new album and surrounding all the incredible tours they do. And they're just such an amazing band. I listen to them all the time. I'm a huge fan, even though I know them and I consider them friends. Although I probably shouldn't presume that they are friends with me, but I consider them friends. And I love their music so much, and I think this album's fantastic. So we're going to go into great depths about this new album, Crustfall. We're going to talk about the ins and outs, and hopefully through all of this, we can get a little bit of better perspective, not only on the music that they produce, which is such spectacular music, but also into the minds and mentalities of these incredible people and the fact that they do actually bring community to so many other places and so much heart and compassion and love and struggle and thoughtfulness into the music that they put out. So hopefully we can get a little perspective on how they do that also. And probably we're gonna talk a little bit of shit. There's probably a little bit of shit talking going to be happening in the episode and a little bit of chaos, and I think you'll enjoy it. So let's get right to it. On this episode is Megan and Jeff and Jesse and Whitney from the incredible Texas-based Days and Days, who I'm sure will be coming to a town very near you in the very near future. Now that I think about it, I didn't actually properly introduce them in this episode, but Jesse and Whitney, I think, do most of the talking on the episode. And then Jeff and Megan are also there, and they talk as well, also obviously. So you have to pay attention to how the mic is switching hands a little bit. Sorry about that. That's the host's responsibility. But yeah, before we get to the episode, I want to do a couple of quick shout outs. I want to shout out first to Real Punk Radio, realpunkradio.com. Every Wednesday night, you can listen to Dispatches as soon as it comes out on their wonderful internet radio station at realpunkradio.com. They have a ton of great programming over there, so make sure you stay tuned not only to what Dispatches has going on over there, but also everything that they're doing. I know some of you have been frustrated because Dispatches has been doing shows every 2 weeks lately, but as I've gotten married and done a bunch of other stuff and been planning a bunch of tours on my own for All Torn Up and Shadime, it's just been too busy to do weekly shows. So I appreciate everyone who's hollered at me and ordered from our store and stayed in touch with us. And, we've been selling the Days and Days t-shirt on our Dispatches store at dispatches.com, the merch section. And a bunch of people have hollered at me saying that they'd like to hear more shows, but I can't do it right now. So we're still going to continue to do every 2 weeks, a brand new episode every 2 weeks. And again, you can hear it on Real Punk Radio at realpunkradio.com. And the Dispatches from Nenagon Collective has been a huge help in not only maintaining that site, but also producing a lot of content for the show. So thank you everybody involved on that front. I also want to say thank you to everybody who's been coming out to the shows here in New York City. All Torn Up hasn't had a chance to really get out of town in a while. We have some plans. Shadime, my band Shadime, who played with Days and Days when they came to town, and All Torn Up have a bunch of plans to do stuff out of town and in different parts of this country and in other countries this summer. We're going to be, All Torn Up is going to do a tour with Leftover Crack in Europe this summer. We're playing Rebellion Fest, and we have a bunch of other stuff lined up. And Shadime is going to be doing a bunch of East Coast stuff, and maybe, hopefully, in August, going to be doing a little bit of a longer tour. So please stay in touch and stay tuned for what we have going on that front. And just quickly, two other show announcements. Punk Island is happening June 18th here in New York City. We have like 100 bands all playing, all for free, all ages, all punk. It's going to be happening on Randall's Island for the first time, which is huge. We've been trying to get it to happen there for years, and we're so happy to be having it there. And it's a great space. It's going to be tons of fun. We got back to some grass, and Dispatches is going to be having a stage, obviously, and there's six other stages just packed with incredible music. So make sure you mark that off. It starts at 11 a.m. June 18th. That's Sunday, June 18th. Make sure you have that on your calendar. May 28th, we're doing a show with All Torn Up, La Armada from Chicago, Disaster Strikes from Boston, and Tulsa Doom from here in New York and from Philly. And it's going to be a huge show. It's like a dream lineup for me. That's going to be at St. Vitus. And you should make sure you absolutely get to that show 100% because it is a fucking fantastic lineup. And I also want to mention, a little bit further off in the distance, Escape from the Zoo is going to be doing a tour. Jesse from Days and Days, other band, Escape from the Zoo, which Jesse is in with his lovely partner Veronica and a bunch of wonderful people and talented musicians. I love playing with these guys. I love hanging out with you guys. I spend a lot of time with them. And Escape from the Zoo is going to be on tour with We the Heathens in June, which is just, it was also like a dream lineup. Those two bands are just so phenomenal. And they're going to be here in New York City on June 28th, Wednesday, June 28th. I believe I'm going to be playing with them. I'm not sure we're going to announce the lineup for that yet. But June 28th, right here in New York City, and I'm sure all across the country, Escape from the Zoo, phenomenal band. I'm so lucky to have played with them too, and I love their music a ton. They're going to be touring all over the country, and they're going to be right here in New York City on June 28th. So not to be missed, not to be missed with We the Heathens, which We the Heathens is one of the most frequently played bands in the All Torn Up Tour Bus. We love those guys, that music so much. So super excited to be seeing them live again. Anyway, tons of shows. I know that's a lot. Thank you all for listening. We're going to get to the interview right now. Relax, it's coming at you. So here is Days and Days from Texas, giving you all the information you want and a little bit more about their brand new album. Here's Megan, Jeff, Whitney, and Jesse from Days and Days. And we'll listen to a couple tunes from the new album on the way. So let's get to it. Get down. All right, we're back on the Days and Days bus, surrounded by dogs. Everyone's super excited to be awake in the morning. We are in Tompkins Square Park. Kilo is about to pee on me. Back it up. Back it up. We are, in Days and Days fashion, surrounded by dogs at this very moment in Tompkins Square Park. I feel like this is appropriate. I feel like we're living up to people's like idea here.
Feels right.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Grab this shit. There's 15 people here.
I'm hammered.
That's not true.
We're all blacked out. I'm just kidding.
It's bright and early on like Sunday morning. We just went to church.
Yeah.
Everyone's,
is it Sunday?
Yeah. No, no,
it's not. Okay. Yeah. It's Friday.
No. Everything I said was a lie. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sunday. No, wait.
Wait.
Friday.
That show, yeah. Well, it's hard to keep track of the shit on tour. It's like, may as well be Sunday. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, yeah. Every day's the same.
Every day's the same.
Just... drive 6 hours, play a show,
party till four,
wake up, drive 6 hours,
play a show,
party till four.
We're stuck in a Mobius. It's a Mobius and madness.
Literally nobody who listens to the show knows what a Mobius is. No one has any idea what that
time
is.
Time loop. It's a time loop of
Let's talk about the new album, because I know we don't have a lot of time. So let's talk about the new album. What's it called again? I don't remember the name of it.
Crustfall.
Yeah, it's literally on your pants right there.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
My FedEx All Access Pass.
It's very cool. I couldn't believe that when I saw Rob.
They look official, right?
They look super official.
Yeah. It's like $2. $2 at FedEx.
I was like, yeah, I really like those on our leftover Craig Paris tour. So
I went out and made some.
Whitney made like 10 of them.
There probably wasn't any discussion between the venues and us. We're just like, oh, I have this. It's cool. I can get in.
And no, it works. Totally. It works. Like if it's...
You could go to other shows with it. As long as you just like flash it real quick, it works.
Big words.
Yeah. Days and Days is just pretty small on it.
It just says... Take it to a restaurant, walk up to the front of the line, be like, all access.
They just give you all the food.
$2. I did it at
$2,
Real Big
and you
Fish,
can
kind of,
you can look as official as
not
as
to get in the backstage.
Well, that's a good idea. So basically, if people wanted to get in the Days and Days tours, they should just print up the album cover.
Yeah,
and
put all access. Yeah, and laminate.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, laminate
that's
that shit.
That's gonna fucking happen.
No one will ask any questions.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna do that with Van Halen when they come through. That's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, are you? What the fuck are you talking shit about? Van Halen?
You mean Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Oh my god, that's fucked up. This is the racism of Jeff Bell. No, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Shots fired, Jeff.
I'll edit that out, dude.
They're the same.
They're not the same. See what I'm saying? It's, oh, they're all the same race, a band or whatever, right?
Oh,
see? That shit's going to get edited out. Let's talk about the album.
Yeah.
Crustfall.
We just actually downloaded uploaded.
I'll edit that. Don't worry.
Never mind.
It'll fire.
Just kidding. We uploaded the new album last month.
You can edit all.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine. Okay. I'm totally gonna make it smooth. All right, well, let's talk about the album. The actual album out now, right? Crustfall. First of all, everybody keeps saying that they love the name of the album, and I don't get it.
It's probably because there's like, okay, so we had a bunch of people to guest like do vocals on the.
Oh, I'm fascinated. Let's talk about that.
They probably don't like the album because of this guy named Joey.
Steely motherfuckers. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Now we'll talk about that shit.
Oh my god.
It wasn't me.
It was me.
We'll talk about it. So Crustfall. Yeah, that's fine. You're gonna make it up for me later, don't worry.
Okay.
Let's talk about the album.
Yeah, that I think the title started off as a joke. And it just stuck around. Like a lot of Days and Days.
Kind of like
the whole band, actually.
A few days after, what music video did we shoot where we're all covered in blood? What video was it that we shot where we were all covered in
Fallout?
Yeah, Fallout, yeah. So after Fallout, we were going to call it Gary because I was covered in blood, like Carrie. We were going to name it Gary with a G. And then I made a joke one morning when I was really drunk, and I fell forward, straight arms out, and I was like, Crestfall.
And
I just
stuck.
Obliterated my face on the floor.
Fucking.
And Jesse was like, yeah, Crestfall, that's a great album name.
Is that where you broke your leg? Is that the same fall?
That was a different Crestfall.
That was a different fall?
I didn't have enough practice for that Crestfall.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that is not what people thought it was, so I'm glad that I was like, yeah, I don't understand what it means, but it's a great sounding word. But yeah, it's just Jeff falling.
It's just a play on Trustfall.
Ah, yeah.
Hence the us catching Cthulhu.
I see. All right, so let's talk about the album. You guys recorded it when?
Oh my god, forever.
People want
to
know.
The third track, To Risk to Live, I think I wrote like 3 goddamn years ago.
I wrote Devil's Hour like 2 years ago.
So Devil's Hour is 2 years old. Tryst to Live is like 3 years old.
The first track, I Want to See It Burn, we wrote like 5 years ago.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then the song that you're on, we wrote like a month before we released it.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The one, Days and Days of Our Lives, we finished the day we released it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But you recorded it all, right? Like, you recorded it all. Jesus Christ, that dog is fucking monstrous. Whitney's dog is running this dog park right now. Like, she's just dominating everybody.
It's like a crazy-ass conga line.
Get the fuck out of here. It is like being on the bus again. Don't close your eyes to this shit.
Oh, yeah, this dog. Pizza dog. This dog just... That Joey bought pizza over to the park, and it was sitting on the picnic table, and this dog just... Yeah, Tom Cruised it. Just like...
To be
fucking...
Like
some
the roof.
Tom Clancy dog. Yeah, fucking just...
There's the name of the next Days and Days album right here. Tom Clancy dog.
Tom Clancy dog.
We got a bus full of Tom Clancy dogs and no pizza left. So, but you recorded all the songs like 2 months ago.
No.
You recorded a long time ago?
Like the first song, the first track we recorded, at least a year ago.
No shit.
Yeah, and I was just sitting on it.
It doesn't sound like it was recorded separate. It sounds like it was all recorded together.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it was all recorded. I didn't get better at recording. Like, it's the same. I'm still the one recording it, so it's not like... And a lot of that, too, is McKenna Janis in Houston that recorded the Escape from the Zoo album, Killicopter, compressed all of it. So she, like, leveled everything and, like, put, you know... So she kind of... If you hear the raw versions, you would be able to tell. You're like, oh, well, shit, you know, that's old and this is newer.
I mean, maybe, holy fuck, Olive, get out of here. Maybe that's true, but, like, I can't record a song and the next day do the same, like, exact tone and pitch. You guys are pretty consistent with that shit.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know if it's fair to compare me to
It's all in the same room on one mic, so. Nice.
Fuck, one mic?
The ST55 Sterling.
Everything's on one mic?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
It's just different placements of it and, like, what is it, gain?
Ask me.
Yeah, I don't
see.
Don't
look at Jeff.
What the
fuck is Jeff going to tell us?
Also, the reason it took a year for us to record it is because we are on the road 24/7. We tour probably like 9 months of the year. So we only have like a week or two back in Houston, and then we're back on the road. So we only have a limited amount of time to actually get in there and do it. So yeah,
not to mention that when we do get back, we feel like we're going to die because it's stressful. So you take your little recovery time, and by the time you don't feel like, you know, you're just going to blink out of existence, you have a day. Whose pizza dog is this?
I've never been bummed out of
How do you I like feel? Him. How do you feel? Rogue Taxidermy is such a big album. How do you feel like this album, Crustfall, compares to that? Like, musically for you guys, or feeling, or lyrically, like, how do you feel it compares? Like, other people are going to compare them. They already are. I read a bunch of reviews.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we could talk about them. Some of them are glorious, and some of them are just good. That's
My God.
Glorious and good.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not bad.
You should send them to me.
That's what I was. I was horrified to release the album, because maybe that's why it took so long, too, in some sense, because I was like, I was forced to release it because we had to go on tour for it. But because people, for whatever reason, really liked Rogue Taxidermy, and I was like, I'm going to release this, and they're going to be like, man, Disney's really fucking fell off. Like, they had that one good album, and it was just like a fluke or whatever. I like it, though. I, in my opinion, the lyrical content is closer to me, like, emotionally.
Yeah. Why do you think so?
I just, like, I have Crestfall is like a song about my family that I've been trying to write for like a really long time and didn't know exactly how to word it. Because, I mean, not just my family. Like, you know, Jeff's grandma is one of like the greatest people on the planet. And then, you know, Whitney's family is crazy supportive. I don't know that much about Megan, to be totally honest. She lives in like a dumpster in San Antonio or something, I think. No. Her parents are rad too. And, of course, you know, I love my family, and without all of them, we'd be fucking shit, you know? We wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff.
Do you want to say anything about the dumpster, Megan? Or?
It's comfortable. I made it my home. I have pictures hung up on the walls on the inside, and yeah, they throw pizza on my head in the morning.
they feed you every day. Sometimes there's spare wine.
If I were you guys, I'd just come up with myths like this all the time. All of them would just be like, this is four dumpsters in a row, all linked together with chains. That should be the inside of the next album cover.
It's like, fucking.
It smells like this.
Yeah. Home Bum Garden TV.
That's fucked. That smoke actually is better. That's actually helping it go through. What about like, I mean, I feel like the music, to me, I don't know much about this type of music. I just know the bullshit I do. But, like, to me.
Just do it.
I'm going to edit that out, though. But how do you feel, like, musically it compares? Like, lyrically, you feel like it's closer to, you know, who you are. But musically, do you feel like it's a stretch from Rogue Taxidermy?
I don't think it's a stretch. I mean, I feel like we kind of came up with a formula where it's like guitar, washboard, gut bucket, and then trumpet, and then on top of that, we'll either throw in like banjo and mandolin, or like you can banjo just because we have two spare tracks after we put in all the vocals. There's a couple, like Whitney has a song, the name escapes me, but it's just her and. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Well, there's 16 of them. I don't fucking know.
Okay,
is it Devil's
Anchor?
Anchor, that's right. Well, she came up with the name like the day before he left. I'm sorry.
I've had the name.
Well, you told me the day before he left. It's, that one's no.
I have a microphone now, Jeff.
That's okay. God damn it. Sorry. There's no.
That's not good.
The name escapes me. That's a great title.
That's the next album title.
Better than the worst.
Whitney one time was like, hey, do you like this song? I'm going to play it for you. And I was like, yeah, I mean, she's like, what do you think? And I was like, you know, it's better than the worst. And they're like, that's fucking
this
perfect.
This is how I treat it in my band, just so everyone knows.
We really went off on a tangent there about song
about
titles.
How much?
But musically. So Anchor, like, has no washboard.
I know what's mean.
There's no washboard on it. There's just like tambourine. There's electric guitar. That one kind of deviates from the formula a little bit. And then There's electric guitar at the end of, see, the name escapes me in my own song.
Note Idol.
Note Idol, that's right.
I know yeah, the, if anyone's wondering what the song titles are, just ask me. My name's Whitney Flynn. And then,
my name's Jesse Sandejas. Don't ask me because I don't know.
But look, you guys are being too humble, and it's really annoying. But when you guys don't just come up with these formulas of instrumental parts. You guys come up with these like beyond catchy. We played the other day.
We legitimately just write songs. We don't like mean for it to be anyway.
Yeah. C G A minor F, Joey.
I mean, if we're gonna play the alphabet game,
yeah,
awesome.
It's variations of Blink-182 songs.
But it's not just that because you had. You know, 400 punks in a room yesterday singing along at the top of their lungs, crushing themselves, singing those tunes. So it's not just these, you know, these things that you're doing. It's all of the stuff you guys put together. Jeff, control your shit, bro. Maybe, is that the fucking plan? Is it just let Jeff loose on a fucking stage? Yeah, and then set him loose. It's just knocking bullshit. So you just sit down and do it. It just comes out. You sit in the park and it comes out.
Sometimes we sit at a park. Sometimes we sit at a swamp. Sometimes we're alone and we write songs. And then
it's just all out of necessity. You know, you lose your fucking mind. Drinking only gets you so far away from your demons. Sometimes you gotta put that shit on paper.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, there's alcohol. There's other like
drugs
and alcohol and like other things. But the biggest release. That the biggest calm I think from shit that happens is writing the songs, and all we do is
to hear
the most honest that we can be because we have it's necessary for us to keep living to be that way, I suppose.
Well, to not lose your goddamn mind, you know what it's like. You're a songwriter. You it's like that catharsis when you hear something that you've written down with music behind it, it all comes to fruition. It's just like that pounding in your chest, you know?
But I feel like when you guys are, the songs you have, they connect lyrically with people so well, but it's also like this really good combination of heavy topics, but it's not in a bummer, you know? It's like in a way that people want to deal with it, you know? Like people are singing songs that are about bummer things maybe, but they're doing it in a way that is cathartic. And I do not have
together,
it's
about being together in this, like, in dealing with our the shit that happens.
You're talking about the sound versus the topic, is that what you're kind of getting at?
I think it all goes together so well. I just don't think that you guys are appreciating how reflective you all are on it, and it's really killing me here.
When I was like 9, I have this, you know how you have like some vivid memories just for no reason? They're just like, you can remember everything, like the smells of the room and shit, and it's just like not really a big...
Those are hallucinations, Jesse, actually.
Okay, well, yeah. Maybe. I haven't had enough to drink today.
Memories.
But yeah, when I was 9, I have this like insanely vivid memory. I was sitting at the counter at my folks' place, and I was like trying to write a song because my dad had just showed me like the Sex Pistols or something, and he was like, you know, the music doesn't always have to fit the topic. You can write like a really sad song but make it sound really happy, and that always stuck with me. He said, don't always make it rhyme, which is like the second.
Yeah.
If you're a songwriter, take that fucking.
Actually, Sturgeon has told me to always make it rhyme, so there might be contradictory things there.
Whatever works.
Do you feel like you have to get in a place emotionally and intellectually, like when you write these songs? Do you have an idea that you come up with when you're ready to write one, or do you feel like it just comes out after the song?
I think both of us kind of just, like for me, I'll sit down and write like 4 or 5 pages.
Whitney is a poet. I'm a songwriter. That's how I've always put it. She'll come to me with like 5 pages of lyrics, and I'm like, we can't put all of this into a song. This is absurd. Like, this is like you wrote a novel. We're gonna have to pick and choose. Like, you know, condense. And that when I write, I kind of sing gibberish to a riff I like, and then the words kind of, I feel like, just fit into that cadence. And I don't know.
That makes me feel better about the mess that I do, Jesse. So thank you. Good. mean, All right, let's take a break right now. Let's listen to a tune. Whitney, pick a song from the album that you want to listen to, and then I'm going to play it here and tell me what the song's about.
I want to do Self-Loathing because I think it That's my favorite song from the album, and it means a lot to me personally, and maybe it would mean a lot to other people.
Okay, here's Self-Loathing from Crestfall by Days and Days. Get down. My fucking name, right? For a second. All right, let's
listen.
No, wait. Let's wrap this up.
Are we recording?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Look,
let's talk a little bit about Crestfall before I have some issues we needed to cover before we move on a tour. Hey, Whitney, I just want officially. I just want to say hello. My name's Joey Steele. It's nice to meet you. Don't leave. This is why you spelled my name wrong, because you don't listen.
I think, and if I had to guess, I think it's spelled wrong. Because Joey.
If you want to know what face Whitney's making, it's the face she always makes. And you can see it on my Instagram, and a poster that was drawn of her face making that face with a dog that is also making that fucking face. Someone take a picture of that fucking dog.
That's amazing. That's pretty good.
The dog is making the scene.
Like a pretty massive frown. Wait, Whitney, squinty eyes and like a furred brow.
Don't talk to me, dog. Back the fuck
furred up. Furred brow.
Take the dog and take a picture of Whitney with that dog, Jeff, please. Oh, God, get the dog out of my ass. Oh, come on. Whitney, get your pizza dog.
I think that
that's not Pizza Dog.
That's
pizza
not
dog
Pizza Dog.
Dog.
Hey,
no, Pizza this Dog's over there.
This is Whitney Flynn
other.
Dog. Hey, hey. Right here. Come to the grumpy lady. Here.
Go to the grumpy lady.
Oh, Whitney.
That was too good.
Okay, Whitney. Let's talk about the guest tracks on the album.
Joey Steele.
Okay, fine.
I think first off, if I had to guess, it's spelled like with an E, just because aesthetically, the name looks like a porno name if you put an E at the end.
I think actually it is a porn actor.
It is a porn actor?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Not me.
It's got, well...
Yeah, someone with a much bigger penis.
Not me, I'm a different porn actor.
Yeah.
At least
you're honest. I'm a power bottom. I don't do any of that big dick shit. I don't fuck around.
I don't fuck around at that. Oh, that was wonderful.
Whitney, can you get your dog out of here, or...
Ruby, get the fuck away.
The dog's name is definitely Ruby. Is it? How do you know the dog's name is Ruby?
It has a tag on its neck like most of the
dogs. Oh, I can't read. Oh, sorry, I can't read. Oh, sorry.
Why do you have fucking glasses?
I'm sorry.
All right, let's talk about the guest tracks, because you got Juicy on there.
Hell yeah.
Doing a tune. What tune do you have Juicy on there with?
He murdered it.
I want to see it burn.
I want to see it burn, the intro track. I was like...
He killed it.
Yeah, I sent him... I think I gave him like 8 bars, and he sent me... Because the first 8 bars of what he... did his guest vocals over, it's supposed to just be instrumental in my head, and then he sent me 16 bars, and it's so much better. Than he just took my idea and fucking destroyed it in the best possible sense of the word. He blew me the fuck away. That shit is rad.
And you got Sturgeon on it, doing...
He also fucking murdered it. That shit was surreal as fuck. It was, like, Scott Sturgeon from... all those fucking Study 7 bands who we grew up listening to when we were like fucking 14 and shit in my parents' closet.
Oh, that's where he was.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like my whole family sitting downstairs. The TV's like super low, and all you can hear upstairs is Sturgeon screaming vocals.
It's
fucking,
it's surreal.
Weird, man.
That is real.
It was like a fucking dreamland.
When did you do it with him then? When
he came down, I do an annual fest. Called it's like a 3-day weekend called Hurricane Holiday in Houston, and it's like a folksmith, so it's like a folk show, a punk show, and then like a multi-genre kind of ender show. And he came down and played the last day as Crack Rock Steady 7, and we joined him on stage, and it was awesome. It was great.
So wait, when was that? That was in December.
In December,
December.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's all a benefit show, so good causes and things.
Oh, here's the Whitney dog again. You guys are being recorded, so just to be clear, when you lose track like that, it fucking kills me.
That's my dog.
So when you and we let's go through Save a Life, because there's a little bit of a story that, and it's funny to me, but maybe not to you, but it's funny to me. You guys sent me that track like 8 months ago.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
It was the live playing it live. Yeah.
Did you write it then? Were you writing it at that time?
Like 10 minutes before.
That's ridiculous. The song was tight as hell when you fucking sent it to me.
Yeah. I don't think it really. Deviated from...
No.
Yeah.
It's
none of that's going to translate to the podcast, but there's a dog standing up like a human on this bench next to Jeff. Super fucking weird.
It's weirder because the dog literally looks exactly like Whitney. But it has... The tune didn't change at all.
Mm-mm.
It really is the same. It's like the same lyrics. It's unbelievable. You wrote that shit. You fucking just marked it. And you're like, it's done. Sent it aside. Whitney sent it to me. I wrote like 4 different verses like that day.
Oh,
and
they
like,
were all so good. There's
I'm like, Whitney,
one,
is any
though.
Of these any good? And she's like, I'll get back to you. 8 months later, I'm like, all right, I thought, yeah, I'm off the album. It's not a big deal. No big deal.
No.
That's exactly what I thought.
I'm so glad that you decided to do it, because that really is, and I'm not like pandering to you. That's like one of my... favorite fucking parts of the whole goddamn album, because like
it was super fun.
That was super fun. But it was fucked up how I had to do it though, because you sent me the track through email, and then I had to.
It was fucked up. I had to do it.
I had to, and I'm surprised it turned out so well, because it sounds like you were there recording with us. But it like I had to plug my phone into the 8-track recorder.
Shut up.
And then just start recording on a track, and then hit the play button at the right
time. No way.
So it like sync up. Because I don't have, I can't go onto a computer and, like, move the tracks around, you know? So I just had to, like, it took me, like, a goddamn hour. I was just sitting there, like, because I would hit play, and I was like, oh, I matched up. And then I realized it was, like, a split second too late. So I'd have to go back, erase that track, record again, hit play.
We do think it's a lot harder then.
Oh yeah, we could make it so much easier for ourselves, and I realized that.
Wait, did you do
working on it?
Is the backup vocals that I did in the choruses too? They're the choruses. Yeah. So you did them for all of it. You went straight through. Holy shit, that's stressful. Well, just to mimic that stress, when you sent me that, when you were like, oh well, you remember when we did that song? I'm like, yeah, I remember doing it, but I don't remember. I never sang that song before I did the recording of it. So it took me like to do that 30 seconds of song. Took me like 8 fucking hours to record it.
Because you have no ground to stand on.
I had never sang it before.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never practiced it before, so I'm like, oh, if it's gonna be on the album, I don't want to ruin their fucking song.
And of course, you know, God damn it, dog,
you're
killing me,
dog.
And of course, I mean, yeah, you had no like the. It had to be weird to figure out the cadence, I would assume, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
You have nothing to go off of. But so, it worked out so well, though.
Yeah, well, I appreciate being on it. It was super fun to do. Not at the time, but in hindsight.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about tour for a second. Let's get off the album. These dogs are fucking distracting the hell out of us. Are you fucking back, Whitney dog? Go over there, my Whitney. Stupid dog. Let's talk about tour. I want to hear some fucked up stories from tour. Let's take another break for a second, and then we'll go only into tour stories. Megan, let's hear what song you want to listen to from this album. Have you heard this album? Oh, yeah, good. Okay.
I don't know the song names, though.
That's okay. Whitney will fill it.
What are the song names?
You don't even like one. Whitney. All right, yeah.
Why don't we listen to Save a Life? Yeah, the one that Joey Steely's on.
Oh, can we change it on the band
Steely
camp
Dan.
At least?
I did last night.
It is fixed.
It's fixed. Okay, I eventually do things. I get everything I need to get done when I...
Let's do Save a Life. Save a Life.
I'm not complaining about being on the album, but now I'm even more closely compared to the fucking porn actor, and I feel like that is 100% Whitney Flynn's fault.
Yep. Yeah.
It is.
You fucked up.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, here's Save a Life by Days and Days featuring the porn actor Joey Steele from All Torn Up. Get down.
Life is killer, God, back inside, robotic dumb, red and blue lights, flood the streets, highlights another tragedy. You reach for your ID, you pick it, just another sentence, take another innocent, to pull a blood, I guarantee that nigga walk. Better mind your peace and cues, the jungle will come for you, the power tripping terror as the feet of your obedience. Perk your ears and know your rights. Tribulation, join the fight. Rid the world of all police. Go out and kill a cop.
They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. Still get mad at the boot, you're the boss. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. Still go save a life, kill a cop. You're all the same, rain lies and lust of rain. Nomination, stop us as a murder and a clown to die. These police, you mind what we say? We live for justice, so say what that it is.
They don't serve and protect you, they kill and neglect you. They're dead and the boot, you're the boss. They don't serve and protect you, they kill and neglect you. So go save a life, kill a god.
I want to talk about tour, fucked up tour shit. Whitney, we're starting with you on fucking crazy tour stories, and then we're going to go to Jeff because that'll just bum us out. So we'll start with you first and then bum us out.
Silent dance party. Disco. What was I going to talk about?
That was my part.
Here, you can tell it together. It'll be ridiculous.
Okay.
So our...
You didn't even want to do it.
That's what I wanted to do.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Me and the other Jeff... Sorry, I called you Other Jeff. Me and Jeff with a J. Yeah. We were like, let's do this. And Jeff was like, I don't know if I want to get those headphones. And I was like, it's going to be worth it. And then I go downstairs. Jeff's sitting there being himself. And
set the scene for the story.
Yeah, where is it?
We're
in a venue after a show.
We're in a venue after a show we played. And then Jeff was like, let me see those headphones. And I was like, okay. So he takes my headphones. He's like, oh, he starts.
We played a show at this venue. It was an early show.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So it was an early show. After the show, they were going to have this like EDM dance party. It was in Chicago. So at Reggie's. So we played the early show. And then after we got all of our shit off stage, they set up like this fucking EDM setup. And everyone, they're passing out these headphones. You put them on and all the music plays through the headphones. So if you take them off, it's just a bunch of people dancing in silence, which is the strangest fucking thing.
So we were under the impression it was fucking EDM. And I'm sitting downstairs in the green room just hanging out. And they come in and they're like, dude, it's Trap. What up? And I'm like, let me see those fucking headphones. I start bawling out of control in my mind and go. I went upstairs and just got like all of our homies' headphones for free. And then I was under the impression it was EDM. And then when I ended up being Trap, we just started bawling on stage, just like sunglasses.
We got up on stage,
and
like
dancing.
me and Jeff were like grinding on each other, and like that was rad, dude.
This dude named Toon J came up to me sweating. His skin was melting. And it seemed like off of ecstasy. It was just like, I love y'all. Y'all crazy. Like, let me give you drugs. We're like, nah, we're good. Like, he's just like sweating out of control. Well, no, I mean, it was intense.
Okay, I'm not going to get more into this.
Yeah, Silent Trap Party.
That's all the story is.
Yeah.
But we.
And Megan missed the shit out of it.
It was fun. Me and Jeff, Jeff with the G, we got up on stage. Jeff was like fanning money everywhere. I don't know where he got that from, but he was fanning money, and we were like, I don't know. It was awesome. That was one of the funnest times of my life.
I left.
Jesse left.
That's not it.
You puppy.
Ironically, the only person who always has headphones left to the EDM, the party.
Right?
Yeah. You're the only person who could get down with it. No crazy stories, Jesse? Megan, you have no crazy stories?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah, Megan just got you.
Yeah, I just got on the tour in Boston because I had pancreatitis for 2 weeks.
See, that's crazy shit. Let's get... No, this is fucking hot. We're not going to get into that.
My little sister, Marissa, plug from Charity...
You don't remember the name of your
Chatterbox and the Latter-day Satanist, and she has her solo stuff called Marissa. She filled in for Megan.
That was your sister? I didn't know that was your sister.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
shit. She did great. I think she was a little taken aback by how rowdy is. I don't think she understood what was going to happen.
I don't think you guys can adequately like explain a Days and Days show or understand when you guys are at them the feeling you guys are having, because you guys are just like chilled out. Everyone, you're all relaxed.
That is the furthest thing from the truth, Joey Steely.
Every fucking every time I'm with you guys on tour, it is the craziest fucking show. There's always like a knife fight and like a fist fight, and then like somehow I find
it's
the
on
only
the rider.
Nazi in the fucking town, and I like
knives again, Joey.
Nazis do not come to our show.
They do. Objectively, they came to the show last night.
I don't like that. We do not invite them over. We do not want them at our shows. Please, if a Nazi is listening to this, do not come to our show. You are not welcome.
I'm at the show last night. I'm selling T-shirts, and this guy comes up to me.
Just gave you a kiss.
That was not a fucking. The dog just tasted my face. That's not a kiss.
Yeah. For anyone who's listening, you can't imagine the fucking. There's just dogs everywhere. It's ridiculous.
No, this fucking. That's a Nazi dog, a husky. Obviously, he's like super supportive of the Nazi party, and just fucking came up to us and started biting my face.
Obviously, I mean.
I'm at the show last night. At Days and Days, it's like all folk. It's like folk punk and pop punk. I didn't bring my knives because I'm like, oh, there's no problem. You know, we're not on some crazy tour. I don't need to bring a fucking knife with me. Jeff promised that we're not going to get in a knife fight with anybody at the show today. We're not in some bumfuck Illinois town, or no offense to bumfucks or whatever. Yeah, no offense, Jeff. Sorry. But I'm at the table, and the guy's like, yo, let me get that shirt. I'm like, what's up with the Aryan Brotherhood tattoo you have on your chest? And he's like, you don't know me? I'm in prison. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And he's like, how much for the shirt? I'm like, ooh, not for sale. Sold out. Just sold out.
We just, I bought this one.
Yeah, that one is reserved. But then he threw the shirt, and he, like, puffed his chest out, and he's like, what's up? And I'm like, but he stood there for, like, 5 minutes, and I sold, like, three more shirts. But then I went up to the promoter and to the bouncers, and I'm like, listen, just so you know, there's a Nazi, things could get ugly. And they're like, it's a Days and Days show. What the fuck are they doing here?
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that the promoter's like, well, what did you expect?
No, it's a fucking
Days and Days show. They love it. They come out in droves.
There wasn't a lot of security because they're like,
Grand rally out here.
No. Everyone was like, why? Why
okay, so
would they be here?
Disbelief. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Sorry, it sounded for a second. I just like my psyche melted, and I was like, "Is this what people think?"
I felt bad because the guy was
just coming across real fucking wrong.
We have like an anti-swastika like on our t-shirt.
Oh, I should have sold him your shirt.
Yeah, you
oh, you fucking dummy, Joey! Instead of fucking getting in the face of the stupid. All right, thank you, Kilo. Oh my god. Oh man. Oh, that's why you put it on the shirt.
Yeah.
Because it kept coming.
No. Because you make it very clear that we are not for the Nazi Party. We wish the Nazi Party did not exist.
I thought it was clear already.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't even really. It's just this guy's really into history, I guess. But okay, but you don't think that you guys are calm? Like, things are calm. You guys are calm at shows. Don't you think so?
I would like I'm definitely kind of manic before we play, but, yeah. I mean, once the show started and we're playing.
Like two Red Bulls and just slam some vodka and be like, okay,
yeah,
I can do
I guess this is going to happen now. It's all, every time we get on stage, it's like you're at the apex of a roller coaster. And you're about to go down. It's just like, well, we really got ourselves into this shit, didn't we? It's like there's like 100 kids expecting us to not totally blow it.
Yeah.
See how
there,
it goes.
There were 5 fights at that show in Boston, though.
Oh, yeah.
I saw all 5 of them.
Yeah, 5's a pretty good number, actually. That's a good day in Boston.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
I think you're way better now, Jesse, before the show than when we first played together in Pittsburgh. Do you remember that? That first show.
Freaking out in the green room. Our first green room.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
you were
first green room.
Yeah,
I stole all the lines. Like we went. No, they were like, yeah, all this stuff is for you, and I was like, what do you mean it's for me? If there was no, I know I stole like plastic shot glasses. I didn't steal it because they told it. Me, it was okay. So basically, if there was cameras in there, they would see a small lady scavenging every bit
running
of
their shit,
just running their shit. But yeah, that was our first green room, and it blew me away. I was gonna take full advantage of it because I didn't know if we were gonna get another one. So
it was a nice green room too. It was a particularly nice green room. But before the show, Jesse comes up to me. We had never met before, and he's like, dude, is the crowd big out there? I'm like, yeah, no, it's fucking like a huge crowd. There's like 1,000 people out there. He's like, shut the fuck up. Are you serious? He's like, what? You're literally like, what do I do? And I'm like,
that was terrifying.
I thought you were joking with me. I'm like, you guys are like the fucking headlining support here. You're good, right? I thought you were fucking with me. And
you're good, right?
Until like halfway through that tour, I'm like, oh, that first day, Jesse was genuinely like throwing up and scared.
Oh, yeah, I was freaked the fuck out.
Yeah,
it was so I never, ever played a show that big. I was like, this is ridiculous. It
pretty
went well, though. I think everyone actually played like a really solid show.
We hadn't played together in months.
Yeah, that was the first show of the tour, right?
That was the first show of the tour. We hadn't played with each other in months. We were just like, hey, how are you
How's
doing?
It going?
Let's go play the show in front of 1,000 people. No big deal. Like,
look, I've seen you guys play
that night
in Lynchburg, Virginia. No mics. It's the same feel as these huge crowds now. I mean, people have no idea, but
It's really personal, and they, y'all need to go to Days and Days show to really understand it, because there's no other show like it. And you guys keep it that real, emotional, like personable thing. People getting on stage, knocking into Whitney, fucking trying to break her teeth out.
I'm so surprised she still has all her teeth.
I can't believe she has all of her teeth either.
It's a, yeah, it's a
not
miracle.
Even from the trumpet, just from other shit.
But. Yeah, for real.
Can people please stop falling on my bass every fucking tour? That'd be great.
Actually, no, you can't say that. I'm cutting that out, because that's hilarious. That is fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Your voice will never be heard.
But it is really personable, and I'm so proud of you guys doing it and fucking having such packed shows. That show the other day was fucking packed. There was a lot of people there, and you guys held it the fuck down. It was awesome.
Well, thank you.
As good as Lynchburg, Virginia, hands down. So
I genuinely appreciate that.
Super proud. Thanks for fucking doing it.
Hey, thank you, Joey Steely.
I'll see you guys in hell. Yeah. All right. Let's listen to one last tune before we go. Who wants to...
Let's throw on Chris Fall. All
right.
The titular track.
Titular?
Yeah.
Apex and titular. I feel like I'm getting
Jesse
fancied out here.
Jesse read the dictionary one time just so he can make everyone feel stupid.
For no other reason other than just condescending to us. Success. Well done. I feel like shit. Yeah. All right, Crestfall.
Victory.
Here it is, off the self-titled Crestfall here. Yeah. This is the title track, not self-titled. That's stupid. I'll cut that out, don't worry.
Yeah, our title track is Days and Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
All right, here it is. So don't confuse people. Now they're all going to think this is Days and Days of Our Lives.
So this is Crestfall.
Yeah, by Days and Days. Get down.
Thank you.
dress me up, commit me to the ground. Wanna make sure that you know I love you. And thanks for putting up with all my things, and putting up with all my things, and putting up with all my shit.
All right, that's the end of the episode. I want to just remind people that Escape from the Zoo, Jesse's other band, will be here in New York City June 28th. That's a Wednesday. They could be here with We the Heathens. We have a bunch of other shows that we mentioned at the beginning of the show. So if you forgot them, go back to like minute 7 or whatever in the show and listen to all the incredible shows that we have lined up from All Torn Up and Punk Island and so on. But that's the end of our episode. I want to say a huge thank you again to Jeff and Megan and Jesse and Whitney from Days and Days. I love them like family, and they've always treated me so well, and they're just such incredible musicians. You know, feel so lucky to know them, let alone consider them friends. And I appreciate them taking time out of their super crazy busy tour schedule to meet up with me in the ass crack of dawn in a fucking dog park in the middle of New York City to do this interview. Love, you know, just super nice for them to do that. And then on top of that, I was a dick through the whole interview and talked a ton of shit. So I apologize about that, Whitney. But the dog, honest to God, had the same facial expressions as Whitney, just to be clear. And that was the only reason that they shared any commonalities, but they did have the same facial expressions. If you go to my Instagram, Joey Steele NYC, you can see a picture of Whitney holding a drawing that someone did for Whitney, and like the famous Whitney Flynn like grimace. I don't know if I can call it a grimace or like frowny face. And you can, that's the same expression that the dog made. So there's also some pictures of us actually at the park together. I think we maybe have some with the dog. So go to Instagram. You can hit us up on Facebook at Dispatch from the Underground on Facebook. I think there's some pictures maybe from Days and Days show here in New York City with Sidime and some other bands, and check those out. Stay in touch. We have another episode coming up every 2 weeks right here at dispatchingtheunderground.com, and we have a ton of new merch, including the new Days and Days shirt, which you can buy on our merch section of our website, dispatchingtheunderground.com. So stay in touch, and until next time, I hope you guys are in such an as good a mood as I am, and stay there, and then hopefully we can destroy capitalism and just stay in this positive mood all the time. But, you know, let's just at least enjoy it while we got it. So thank you all for digging what we do. Until next time, get down.